USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress reached a deal Sunday on a roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief package, including a new round of $600 stimulus checks for most Americans. The pack will include temporary supplemental payments of $300 weekly for those on unemployment, plus direct $600 stimulus checks to Americans with yearly incomes of up to $75,000. Both chambers of Congress are expected to vote on the package today. The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. NASA astronaut Mike Hopkins was sworn in as the newest member of the U.S. Space Force Friday from his post on board the International Space Station. Hopkins is the first NASA astronaut to serve in Space Force. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The restaurant industry has been one of the hardest hit in this COVID-19 world. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott takes a look.
In a survey of 6,000 restaurants and 250 businesses who serve the supply chain in late November, the National Restaurant Association Research Group found 87% of full-service restaurants saw a 36% drop in sales during the pandemic. Nearly as many expect it will get even worse in the first quarter of 2021. Jeff Katz, GM and partner at Crown Shy Restaurant in New York City, tells CBSN.
The reality is that there's not that many places holding up. We're estimating that we're going to lose about half of the restaurants in New York City over the course of the next 6 months, and we've already lost almost 200,000 jobs. So it's really not so much how to get through it, it's just how are we going to bring it back up that I think is the question.
The association estimates that more than 110,000 establishments have closed permanently or temporarily nationwide as of the 1st of December. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Plenty of National Football League games over the weekend. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki catches us up on Week 15.
Week 15 in the NFL saw the Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots 22-12 to eliminate the Patriots from playoff contention for the first time in 11 seasons. The Dallas Cowboys held off the San Francisco 49ers 41-33. Seattle survived a fourth-quarter comeback to beat Washington 20-15 and clinch themselves a playoff berth. The Indianapolis Colts topped the Houston Texans 27-20. The Tennessee Titans ran away from the Detroit Lions 46-25. The Colts and Titans remain tied atop the AFC South at 10-4. The New York Jets hung on to beat the LA Rams 23-20, the Jets getting their first win of the season. A returning Drew Brees was not enough to overcome Patrick Mahomes as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the New Orleans Saints 32-29. Brees threw for 3 touchdowns in his first game back after missing the last 4 with a punctured lung and 11 rib fractures. And the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Giants 20-6 to move to 10-4 on the season. That's their best mark through 14 games since 1994. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The New England Patriots loss by the Miami Dolphins ensures the Patriots do not make the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
It's obviously a disappointing day for us. We didn't do anything really well enough to win the game. You know, we just didn't coach well enough, didn't miss opportunities.
Monday Night Football has the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati to face the Bengals, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.